I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It's our favorite hour of the week, Festivus Friday. A couple of folks dropped off during the news, so that frees up some lines. If you want them, 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Dana, is grievance less?
I don't really have a grievance. Well, I guess the grievance could be with myself.
Oh.
Because I joined a wine club, and I don't know when I did that.
that writes itself.
Were we trying the wines for the wine club?
We were, Sam.
And then now we're part of the wine club.
And I am, you know, trying to get a handle on my subscriptions. I've gotten bare minimum in my life now.
I'd start with that one.
And I saw this charge, and I called, and I said, "Is it possible?" While I was there with my daughter about 6 months ago, that I joined your wine club.
Did we try the full menu while we were there?
We did not, Sam. And I got the loveliest response. He giggled and he said, "This happens from time to time. You very much indeed joined our wine club, and you have 6 bottles here waiting for you, along with 3 free tastings."
Wow.
And so it's more of a gratitude than a grievance. I have all this wine waiting for me, and we're going to go down tonight and taste it.
Okay.
As a VIP member of their
clearly
wine club.
Wait, did you cancel your subscription?
No, I did not.
I was going to say, because if you go tonight, it's going to be renewed.
Are you going to cancel it after you pick up the wine that you've already accumulated?
You know, 6 bottles is a lot, but I think I'm up for the challenge.
But that's not what I asked.
Yeah.
Are you going to cancel it after you pick up your 6 bottles that
you've accumulated? Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, accumulated. Yeah. Yeah, that's the goal.
What is the monthly subscription price of a regular wine club?
I'm so glad you asked. It's $44.
A month?
Yes, but I've got 6 bottles of wine down there waiting for me. Oof. That math totally squares. I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to do it for the rest of my life, but that's my gratitude and my grievance. My grievance is with myself. My gratitude is for the wine sitting there waiting for me.
Unbelievable. Oh my God.
Yeah, this happens from time to time. That's why we offer tasting. Yeah.
With very generous sums.
They get you every time you Uber out of there.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's get started, ladies and gentlemen, with Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. We have one open line left at 913-586-7798. Joe in KCK. Joe, hello.
Good evening, you three.
Hi.
Hello.
First off, Scott, my son and I were the first team you played in cornhole last Saturday, so pleasure meeting you in person.
Thanks for beating us.
Not a problem. Obviously, Shonda got the looks in the family.
That was my daughter, Sarah. My ex-wife is Shonda.
I'm saying Sarah got the looks from Shonda.
Oh, she clearly looks like her mother, yes.
My concern is with you, Scott.
Okay.
With all the personal information you put out about yourself, we know that you live behind Mill Valley High School. Your backyard fronts up to a elementary school playground. It took me less than 5 minutes online to find your exact address.
Oh, we have a griever.
Out loud. I'm just saying you need to be more careful with the information you're putting out, because there are stupid people out there in the world, and we care about you.
Okay. Joe, I love that call, and I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Joe, I appreciate the call, and thank you for playing us. And you guys are very good. Let's go to Lucy in Lee Summit. Lucy, hello.
Hi, Lucy. I love your name.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Happy Friday, everyone. So wonderfully beautiful outside.
Yep.
I'm sitting in a parking lot next to a truck that had, I feel like the driver probably had trouble seeing the lines. And if he tries to come back to his car before I get out, he's going to ram me. I've been running errands all day long, and I'm so tired. Window lickers not being able to park their trucks. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I've heard if it doesn't fit, just spit on it, but I don't think that works for a truck.
No, and I would not do that because you don't want to escalate this, Lucy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if it doesn't fit, just spit on it.
Well,
right?
I don't think that is in regards to parking.
I don't think we should do that. We should not be doing that.
I think that phrase is used in another way.
Can I, on behalf of all of the truck drivers out there, those who drive a pickup truck, large or small, is it possible that someone else was parked cockamamie, and then when the truck person came to back in the truck, which is what you were supposed to do, the only lines he had available to him were the lines that were there because some ding-a-ling next to him scooched over too far into his lane.
I'm going to borrow a phrase that you've said multiple times in the last couple of weeks. Who are you?
No, I say I don't know who you are anymore.
I am one who recognizes the importance of backing it up.
Do you remember when you called me a serial killer because I backed my truck in?
I do. I do actually remember that.
That was verbatim. That was a direct quote.
If you were in a dark parking lot and you backed your vehicle up next to mine sort of worry about your intentions. Right. But generally, if you're just driving a truck, I understand. And I'm just saying, I'm not challenging her grievance. It's possible that the people parked next to him did not park correctly, and then that forces him to park incorrectly.
I don't know who you are anymore.
Isn't it interesting, Sam, that with certain life changes and age,
I've evolved,
comes wisdom.
I mean, I remember many a program where I was skewered for my parking habits.
You know, when I started driving a Tesla, all you do is notice Teslas all over town. Like, right, it's once you get
the
a car,
Volkswagen effect.
The Volkswagen effect. Yeah. Now that I am a truck backer upper inner, all I notice everywhere is the backed in truck. It's for safety. I'm just saying, it's a safety maneuver.
So the serial killer can get away from the crime scene with more ease?
Well, if you were a serial killer driving a truck, that is next level brilliance.
It's good to haul the bodies.
Oh my God, Sam!
Do you need a top on that bed to do that?
Yeah, it's preferred.
Because if you hit a speed bump and a dead body flies out of the back of your truck, that's not good for business.
It's true.
Scott in Kansas City. Hello, Scott.
Hello. Hi. First, I want to say I did get that lady's joke. You might have explained that to Dana during the break.
I'm probably not going to do that. That would be an HR violation, but thank you, Scott.
All right. But I just want to, first, just a small question. Did you hear about Paul Di'Anno?
Yes, Paul Di'Anno, the first lead singer of Iron Maiden, died. Yeah.
Yeah. But, all right, so my grievance is about my dad because, unfortunately, on Tuesday, he died.
I'm sorry.
So what the
We're
thing,
so sorry,
what,
Scott.
The actual grievance about that is, and I was trying to tell my mom to do that, you know, this week, but, you know, because he didn't, you know, tell my mom about all, you know, the other, the finance, because he took all the care of all the financial stuff, all the bills and everything, and, you know, investments and insurance, you know, life insurance. He didn't get a chance to tell my mom all that, you know, so we're going to have to try to, you know, figure out all that kind of stuff, you know.
Well, I'm very sorry about your loss, and I hope you and your mom are able to figure out where everything is, and obviously your dad taking care of the finances, it might be a little bit tough, but we're thinking of you, we're praying for you, and again, to echo Dana, we're sorry for your loss. Jennifer in North Kansas City, hello.
Okay, so I feel like there's a theme going on here with dead people, like the serial killer in the truck and then a dead father, and now I'm calling about funerals. my stepson's family member passed away, and I wanted to send flowers as a nice gesture to the funeral. I don't feel like maybe a lot of people were going to do that, so I wanted them to know that we were thinking about them. Hmm. And so there was a link on the obituary where you could just, where it says, like, send a comment or send flowers. Mm-hmm. And so I clicked on the send flowers link, and I'm telling you that the cheapest bouquet of flowers on that site was $75. I think that's extraordinarily out of line. And I've gone to even to a florist now, and they've just gone up so much.
Yeah,
and I guess
flowers
they don't
are
buy
expensive.
Flowers enough.
Flowers are expensive.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. I mean, well, for like Valentine's Day, it would not be, and I think they might jack the prices up a little bit, but it would not be uncommon if you wanted to get, you know, your wife or girlfriend a nice bouquet of flowers, or maybe both your wife and your girlfriend. It's going to run you anywhere between probably $80 and $100.
That's so crazy.
It is. So crazy. And honestly, it makes me think, like, during a time of sadness where you are trying to figure out what can I do for somebody, are flowers the best thing? you know, to say we're thinking of you. If someone's in the hospital, I understand that, like send flowers because it brightens up the room. Right. But after a funeral, you know this, you end up going home with like 15 sprays of flowers. And some people donate those to like a nursing home or, you know, to pass it on. But they're all going to end up dead. So, you know, is it better just, yeah. Yes, Sam, the decedent is already dead. It's why they're the decedent, Sam. So is it better to maybe make a donation in the decedent's honor?
Sam, that's up there with primary colors from yesterday. I'm not lying.
It was intentional.
Yellow and orange make red, and the decedent is already dead. I made a rhyme.
913-586-7798. Festivus Friday continues in just a moment. It's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. It's true. Buckner is better, according to Bill Brooks. It is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances.
Oh, I forgot to play it. Dang it, Dana, I'm sorry.
What was he going to play?
Nothing.
Hold on. Let me finish.
You want to rewind the tape?
Masterful fade here.
No, we don't. It's just
okay. It's been a masterful fade. It's now over.
The last 24 hours have been things have flown out of my mouth that I meant to say one thing, and yesterday when I did not understand why candy corn was orange with red dye in it. In my mind, I thought there was just an orange dye. You would have an orange dye and a white dye and a yellow dye to put in the candy corn.
How would you get the orange dye?
I don't know, Scott.
Okay.
In my mind, I just thought it was orange dye.
Well, while you guys were making fun of me for my very intentional joke, Dana came up with a rhyme that went as follows.
Yellow and orange make red, and the decedent is already dead.
Oh, yeah, dead does rhyme with dead. That's true.
No, did you catch it, though?
No, go ahead. Do it again.
Yellow and orange make red.
That's the important part. One more time.
Oh, yellow and orange makes red.
That is correct.
Okay, because I interrupted there.
And the decedent is already dead. I made a rhyme, but once again screwed up the color. Yellow and orange make red. And the decedent is already dead.
What do yellow and orange make?
I have no idea.
Yellow orange?
I think we should avoid discussions of geography and primary colors on this program.
Telephone is 913-586-7798. Let's go to Mark in Leavenworth. Mark, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
First time caller, long time listener.
Wow, where you been, Mark?
I've been waiting for you. I'm driving home to Leavenworth through Leavenworth County. Uh-huh. Hey, my grievance is people that steal your political signs.
Mm.
I had a couple signs up for a certain female candidate for president, and my signs were stolen. And I just want to say, you can steal my signs, but you can't steal my vote.
Amen, Mark. Mm. We've had a couple stories this week in the stack about people getting caught stealing signs. Just don't. It's illegal.
Regardless of the candidate or issue.
You are trespassing when you go up into someone's yard to steal something that does not belong to you. And there are some people that have started putting air tags on their political signs.
Mm-hmm. When you mix orange and yellow, you do get a color. Would you care to guess?
Light or orange?
It's called, the actual color is yellow orange. I'm not kidding.
How long did it take him to come up with that one?
Chris, what
if you mix orange and yellow? Is it orange yellow?
Get out.
Okay.
Chris in Olathe. Chris, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
I got a gratitude and a grievance.
Okay.
Gratitude is for the poll workers at the Johnson County Election Office. They did a great job of getting me through, and everything just worked perfectly. Really appreciate them.
Good.
The grievance is that I voted, but I'm still seeing ads on TV. Seems like I shouldn't have to listen to that.
Amen. All right, you know what? As much as we all hate AI, shouldn't AI just know that I've already voted? Leave me alone.
Well, how are they going to take the ads off TV that's
well, certainly the ones
bulk
that are still coming into my phone.
I got my first one this morning. And I wanted to write back something very vulgar, but it just, at the end, it said, type stop to end. And I just said, stop.
Scott, It is whack-a-mole. You're going to stop that one and 15 more will come your way.
That was the first one I've gotten all season.
I was very worried yesterday morning after receiving 9 phone calls in under 4 hours that was going to be the pace for the rest of the electoral season. Thankfully, I did not receive a single one today.
913-586-7798. Austin in Paola. Hello.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. Love the show.
Thank you, Sam.
I just wanted to say my grievance is with the... I'm sorry for my kid. Is with the automatic hand dryers and the automatic toilets and restrooms. Okay. My son is very sensitive to noise.
Yep.
And we're learning how to potty train. And it has been absolutely terrifying and everything for him to go into a bathroom now.
Yep.
And it makes it very difficult to do this. I really miss when you could either use a paper towel or flush by your own hand. So thank you, guys.
Okay, man.
It's a great grievance. I do not think they need to be that loud.
Well, but then you're going to be standing there. I'm sorry that his child is obviously...
They are shockingly loud. Shockingly loud.
They also just blow germs onto your hands.
Yes.
Thank you, Mythbusters.
913-586-7798. We do have an open line if you want to grab it. 586-7798. Let's go to John in Platte City. John, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, my grievance is when a vehicle's, when I'm merging and I'm making, with my signal, I'm going into another lane, and I'm not a slow driver, and I'm going into another lane, I have my signal on, these guys go right around me, knowing that I had a signal on, and I'm merging, and it's just really frustrating. I'm not any person to have road rage or anything, but I'll tell you what, it really makes me angry.
John, it's like the time my mom was signaling her intentions to go into the front parking space outside of the A-Loft in Leawood, and someone drove around in the opposite direction and backed into her spot and stole it right out from under her. We had signaled our intention.
That should be a crime.
He got his.
By the way, I mixed it up and moved the colors around. When you mix yellow and orange, you still get yellow-orange.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Dakota, Hannah, Sandy, you guys all hang tight. We do have an open line, 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Santana and Rob Thomas. It is Festivus Friday. It's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. Dakota in Independence. Dakota, hello.
Hey, how's it going? Love the show.
Oh, thank you. It's yours.
It's been a rough week. Can I get 4 Dana-isms?
You just want 4?
Just 4.
I think we can make
that
work.
How do you climb a greased pole? I'm being serious.
Just get on it.
No, you don't. You would slide right down it.
Whoa.
You back their back up against a wall, and you take your fist, and you shove it in and up, shove it in and up. Let's say you're supposed to be sitting there staring at your hole, whatever you call that thing. Look at your computer.
What?
Cover up the hole. What, are they going to fire you? You're supposed to do that, Scott.
Which hole are we talking about?
You are supposed to take duct tape and cover that up.
So does it get harder the more you stroke?
Yes. No, the fat. Yes. Yes. And then there's a little hole and you can add water to make it even better resistance or whatever you call it.
Dakota, did that make your week a little bit better?
That was great. Thank you.
Okay. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Sandy and AJ in Shawnee. Hello.
Hello. We have a grievance. So I'm Sandy, I'm the mom, and I'm driving AJ home from school here. We had a little after-school activity, and we were listening, and then AJ, she she's 11. She came up with a grievance.
Okay.
So, and she's a little shy to say it, but she has a grievance with Mr. Parks.
Oh.
Go ahead. When you were talking about how much flowers were, you said that you should get flowers for your wife and girlfriend.
That AJ, that's right. I said you can get flowers for your wife or your girlfriend, or even flowers for your wife and girlfriend. I did say that.
And Scott, then she goes, Parks, really?
did you kindly explain to sweet AJ that I was just making a joke?
Yes, she does understand humor, so okay. It's okay.
Okay,
yes,
good. Yes. All right. Well, you guys have a great weekend and be safe.
Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you so much. We love your show.
Love you too. Thank you so much. Hannah in Leawood. Hello, Hannah.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, welcome.
Love the Dana isms. Thank you. Where's the Parks isms?
They're not as funny.
I heard one today. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was, but okay. I'm sure there's some in there.
We have a few, but they're not as good as Dana's.
Okay. Yeah, she's pretty good. So I had a couple things just to first piggyback off of the person that was talking about flowers for a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
My dad passed away a couple of years ago and people got us plants and I really liked that. So just something to think about because they last longer. And then I have a gratitude for today. So I was unfortunately laid off earlier this year, which sounds bad, but it was honestly a really big blessing. I got to spend a lot of time outside in my yard this summer, which I love to do. And now I'm at a job that I love. It's going really well. I was off today because I have every other Friday off just with my schedule. So just feeling really blessed, enjoying the weather and grateful for that.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. I love that. And I don't even want to say we're sorry about the layoff. I'm so happy and filled with gratitude that you turned that into a positive.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
All right. Well, have a great weekend. God bless.
And since you mentioned Scottisms.
Because I was feeling the Johnson. Because I like to touch it.
Got it.
Sometimes I'll touch it for good luck. Okay, that had nothing to do with what you think it had to do with.
Oh. Now you're defending the words coming out of your mouth? Really?
Anne in Prairie Village.
It does sound creepier when you say it.
Hello, Anne.
Hello.
Hi.
I wanted to give a gratitude out to Menorah Medical Center for all the staff and everything that they did for me. It's kind of a silly little story that happened. I have been going in for rabies shots, and they always have to do vitals on you to make sure you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so Wednesday they did so, and they said, you're an AFib. And I'm like, no, I'm not an AFib. I just ran real quick to get in here. And I'm fine. And she's like, no, you're an AFib. So before I know it, I'm going to the ER and then I'm in ICU and had to get an emergency heart ablation done.
Wow.
And one thing led to another that there's more problems with my mitral valve that I've had an issue with since I was 18. So I just want to give out a great shout out to Menorah Medical Center. Everybody was absolutely wonderful. And at the end, the gentleman, the nurse that was discharging me, he goes, here, we've got one card for nurses and then one card for the help, that the aides and all. And said, so whoever was your best one. And I said, no, I need more than that. So
that's great.
Oh, Anne, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And then unfortunately, today is the 6th anniversary of my 23-year-old that passed away from his vagal valve stopping on him, and no one was there to resuscitate him. So I just want to say hi to him and tell him I love him.
Oh, Anne,
God bless you, honey.
God bless. Oh, man, that's tough. Jason in North Kansas City. Jason, hi.
Hey, I could barely hear Sam. I was making a joke, so it's not the actual grievance. I have a different one. And it's not like a grievance. It's just kind of a thing. I love truck drivers. Like, I know they are the lifeblood of this country.
Yeah.
And they got to deal with all kinds of things. But I have one minor grievance. I mean, and I go back all the way to the Smoking the Bandit and CJ and the Bear. Love truck drivers. So I will go out of my way to make sure, like, if somebody's trying to make a lane change or something, nobody's paying attention or ignoring them or don't care. I will switch over, give them the double flash, and make sure they can get over and then get back into my lane.
Ooh, the double flash,
and
I like that.
For my double flash always means that you're clear. Like, I'm not going to pass you. You're okay. Safe. Mm-hmm. Do it. And it's always been like you do the double flash, they get over, and then you get the double tap on the brake lights for thank you.
Yes.
And I've noticed over the last, like, 6 months, nobody does the double flash anymore. So to the truck drivers out there, and I'm still going to do it. I don't care if you give me a thank you. But to truck drivers out there, you know, if somebody does that for you, give them a double tap.
Is it policy?
No, it's not. So when, and I only knew this because I drove a large truck in college during the summers. And you don't know, well, you do know, but if you've gone past a car and it's now safe for you to get back into the right lane, it was always very helpful and very kind if they would double flash their lights, you know, put their brights on. Or if back in the day when you didn't drive with your lights on all day long, they would just turn their lights on twice.
Okay.
And then you know it's safe to get over. I was always under the impression, though, that the truck drivers, when they say thank you by their brake lights getting brighter, I was always under the impression they're not actually hitting their brakes. There's a button that they're punching in the cab.
It's just hazard lights.
I think it's policy, because if the truck drivers continued going and flashing their lights, someone's going to think that's a gang initiation and go kill somebody.
What happened to the courtesy wave the courtesy wave?
It's gone.
Now, there ain't no way that's against policy.
When people let me in, I always courtesy wave.
He's just talking about regular motorists.
I always courtesy wave.
Every time. And nobody courtesy waves back. Like, you're welcome. What happened to that?
No, I can't remember the last time somebody I let into traffic gave me a courtesy wave.
Their hands on their phone?
Maybe. Or it's just no longer in vogue. In the dead of winter, I don't care how cold it is, if you let me in, I will roll down my, I'm a roll down the window guyer and waver.
You will out the window courtesy wave.
Absolutely. I want to make sure that you see that I am very thankful.
Okay.
586-7798, Mandy in Lenexa. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
So this is a grievance, and it actually has to do with being on the road as well. So I hope this educates all your listeners out there.
Okay.
Because apparently a lot of people in Kansas City, now actually this is a positive note, a lot of people in Kansas City are so polite that when there is a lane merge, they start merging 2 miles before it actually needs to happen. There's something called a zipper, and it is a legal thing, and MoDOT wants you to do it.
Mandy.
So when I do it, I'm always the one that gets the honks and gets the birds, and nobody realizes if everybody just zipped and merged properly, it would go faster for everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Did someone just bring up the zipper merge at 5:44 on a Friday?
They did.
Because now the phones are ringing, and what Mandy has done is opened a portal into hell from which we will not emerge.
I welcome the honks and the California howdies every time I use a zipper merge properly.
If you're calling in right now, we don't need you to call in with your grievance about your feelings against the zipper merge.
Right.
We've gone over this many times on this program.
We want you to focus on people who park at the pump at a gas station, don't pump gas, but go into the store. Yeah,
that's right.
You want to talk about that?
Especially at the diesel pump.
Absolutely appropriate to call in.
Can I have a gratitude really quickly?
Yeah, sure.
It is my mother's 60th birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
Are we just now finding this out?
No, I found out. Well, my entire life I've known her birthday.
Okay. Well, we should have called her. I thought you were going to say you just found out it was her birthday. I'm like, what? Did you just...
It's been the same day all 27 years of my life.
Is it 23 and me revelation you didn't tell us about?
No, I've known it all my life.
Happy birthday, Mom. I love you.
Happy birthday. Good.
The big 6-0.
Cheryl, Bob, and the others, hang tight. We'll try to get everybody in by the top of the hour. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Running out of time. Want to try to get everybody in if we can before the top of the hour. Cheryl in Kansas City. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
My grievance has to do with the fact that when I work late and I drive home, I hear the reruns or the best of, whatever you call it. And my grievance is I can't call in. I wanted to call in so bad the other day when you were talking about storm doors. And I tell you what, the storm door
originally was all glass on both top and bottom to help insulate your home. That's the purpose of it, like storm windows. It helps insulate your home. Well, now, the way that I like it is I like it to have screen on the top, on the front door and the back door, especially this time of year, so you can get an airflow through the house and get that fresh air in. Hmm. That's the purpose.
Cheryl, you can call in during the bonus hour.
Yeah, you can.
But nobody's there.
That's right.
So it didn't do me a bit of good.
Well, I was just making sure you knew, like, that your call is...
Theoretically, you can call in.
Your call is welcome. Nobody will answer it, but it's welcome.
Well, yeah, nobody's there, so what purpose does that serve?
Well, I mean, I'm here, but
I wanted to share with you about the storm door and the screen, and that's why I love it.
Okay. Well, you could just, at least you could say, tell your friends you called a radio station tonight, even though you don't have to tell them the rest of the story that nobody answered.
Nobody's there. All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Night.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Bob in Kansas City. Bob, hello.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Yes. Thank you. Same to you.
Just wanted to let you know I was going to be really, really grievance today, but I decided to turn into something nice. I went and voted today at 61st and Ward Parkway.
Good for you.
And it was very pleasant. The poll workers were fantastically nice, and everybody in line was awesome. There must have been 100 people.
Oh, wow.
But it was very good, and the line kept growing.
Bob, I feel like everyone in customer service should be a poll worker, and the world would be a better place.
Exactly. And those little ladies and those people were just all nice. They were just so nice. But, and I just wanted to give you gratitude.
But Bob, is this the first year? Help me out, because I don't live in Missouri, but is this the first year that you guys have no excuse early voting?
Correct.
About time. Correct. It's about, because early voting in Kansas tomorrow.
Well, I think they've been doing it for a few years now, but Missouri finally got off the VHS tape and decided to do something.
Right on. Well, hey, Bob, have a great weekend, and thank you for voting.
Thank you.
Okay. Ryan in Liberty, it looks like you might be getting the last word. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, this is Brian.
Brian, sorry.
And this is, it might be the last word, but I'm so excited because this is my first call-in grievance. So I was listening to a story at the 3 o'clock hour at the end about the school violence. It was kind of near and dear to me. And I'm also kind of a word snob. And this poor lady called in, and I counted kiddos about 7 times, yes, maybe 8. And I was just like fingernails on a chalkboard.
She did.
Her children, kids, young people, but kiddos is just like herding cats. And that's my grievance.
Ryan, thank you.
Okay.
I'm getting one
Ryan,
in. I'm
Ryan.
Sorry, I can't
it's
help
Ryan.
It because I forgot. Do you know on my phone, I get a new photo every day. Jack did this thing on my phone where my new favorite photo pops up. Yesterday, the favorite photo was you and I, Scott, at a wiffle ball event for Dayton Moore's charity. And I'm wearing a Royals jersey that says Wright. You are wearing a Royals jersey that says Parks. It's one of my favorite photos ever. And it's taken from toward our backs.
Right.
And my jersey number was 98-1, and George was out there that day, you recall. And I said, oh, my God, George, will you sign this for me? This is my right jersey. And he signed it. And when I had the liquidator come to the house.
Oh, God.
No.
I realized when that photo popped up, where is my signed right Royals jersey?
Dana.
Probably hanging in somebody else's closet now.
But it says right 98-1, and then clearly George Brett's signature on the 9 of the 98-1. You know when you just are tired at the end of the liquid, you just want everything. I was just like, you know what, just take everything else. It's fine. My grievance is with myself. However, I'm now going to have to hunt down George, which you know I will do.
Would you be willing, if somebody is listening and they bought that jersey, would you be willing to buy it back from them?
Yes, but it was 3 sizes too big. I'd rather just get another one and have George sign it.
Or I would be willing to buy it from them, even though it has your name on it.
It's probably in a landfill. I don't know where it went.
Well, why would you buy it and put it in a landfill?
Why don't, it says probably, right on it. Who's going to buy a jersey that says right on it?
Probably hanging on somebody's wall right now in their basement, in their man cave. We got to run. The bonus hour is next. Cheryl, you are welcome to call it if you like. But your call will go unanswered. I promise you that. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you Monday. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.